Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. This is the second bundle for the lead-in into the Terror of Trigun. So let's get to these issues.
These last six or seven issues, we start up on the trial of Deathstroke, and Beast or Changeling is really gung-ho to see Deathstroke hang, which is fair. I mean, he's been very disastrous for all of the Titans. However, in the midst of everything going on, word got to the Titans that Jericho and his mom were traitors to America. So Garfield, thinking that, oh, we have another traitor in our midst, fresh off the ship from Terra, you know, he basically attacks Jericho, and the it doesn't go well for him. It's straight up, he attacks Jericho, and then when he gets back to the Titans, he blames Jericho on attacking him. Yeah, it's kind of shiesty. Jericho ends up rushing off to the Middle East because his mom was captured by this President Marlowe from... So it doesn't say what country, but somewhere in the Middle East. They have captured Adeline? I think that was his mom's name. Mrs. Wilson. No, it is Adeline. Because they need the information that she has in her head for their country. Like, it's politics, you know.
Who's his mom and what's the importance there?
Well, his mom is... Oh, yeah. You forgot. You did. His mom is the ex-wife of Deathstroke Terminator.
Oh, okay.
Because Jericho is Deathstroke's son.
Oh. Huh.
And maybe I should start having the same people read the same books. I was trying to get it to where it's like, oh, you have diversity. Or not diversity, but different people to read different things. Maybe I should start doing the same person on each one.
Look, once I get caught up, it'll be fine.
You're good.
And I've been getting through about four of them a day at work, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, when they're I can actually 15-20 minutes long, that's an hour's worth, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically what happens as Jericho is there in whatever country he's in, I can't remember for the life of me where he's at. Cheshire is also there. She was a hired help, basically a bodyguard for President Marlowe. But he's there to get his mom back, of course. While all that's going on, back in New York, these diggers found, or these people found, this spaceship that was buried in like the Antarctic, and they found a being in there that was still alive.
Clark's got more relatives.
Not Clark.
Oh.
It's this, like, angel being. Like, and you can see there.
Oh, Marvel crossover.
I don't know exactly what he is. These are the issues that Lilith is referring to, the problems with the Titans. There's a connection between this angel individual and Lilith from the Titans. I won't know until I finish. I mean, they touch on it after the Terror of Trigun. Those are the next issues. So I think I might just read it just to read them.
For his own knowledge.
There we go.
And story synchronicity.
This is a fun one. We get the trial of Deathstroke. Do you want to know who the judge is? Adrian Chase.
Is that the dude that...
Vigilante. The one that died?
Yeah.
Who died? He apparently is a judge now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude moved on up.
Yeah. So he's the judge of Deathstroke. What it turns out being is Deathstroke got let off because he was on trial for illegal weapons holding or something.
Like, really?
Yes. Because the Teen Titans captured him in a foreign country. Politics, man.
Yeah.
But that also sent Gar reeling to the point where he attacks Deathstroke in the courtroom. And he gets kicked out of the courtroom. However, that apparently was a plan that he had set in motion because he wanted the Deathstroke to be let free so that he inevitably could kill him. He wanted to kill him. And he was going to do whatever he could to kill them. Like, he actually, he even went so far as to pretended to be Deathstroke, like, in a costume and everything, attacking the Teen Titans. Because the whole point of the defense was that this guy was kidnapped, the mayor or whatever lawyer guy was kidnapped,
yeah,
by Deathstroke. But the guy said, well, he never took his mask off, and he had a voice scrambler, so you couldn't hear his voice. So the defense attorney's like, so it literally could have been anybody under there. Well, yeah, I guess so. So it was all leading to him getting off, of course, and Garfield... anyway, Garfield making sure he was not going to be in jail so that he could inevitably kill him. What ends up happening is he does go to jail for a year because of the illegal weapons. Garfield kind of has to, like, spring him, kind of, just so he can kill him.
Why didn't he just kill him in jail? He can literally change into anything.
And he attacked him in jail. He tried to, but Deathstroke wasn't going to have any of it. Was able to get out into the yard and was stopped, and Garfield's like, no, I'm not going to play into his game, and, like, flew into a little fly, and or changed into a fly, and, like, whispered, we're not done here, and flew off. Inevitably, he gets out because it's Deathstroke.
Dude, turn into a fucking flea, crawl into his ear, and then turn into an elephant. He's dead.
I think he was just hurt from everything. He didn't actually want to kill him. He wanted to kill him, but he didn't want to kill him. Because it's Beast Boy. It changed
him. Look,
all you're not wrong. You are not wrong.
That's like, you know... I mean, granted, you know, I know the Flash doesn't kill people intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll find out whether he does it intentionally or not, I guess. You know.
Well, when we get there, yeah.
But, I mean, literally, I can vibrate my hand to slip it into your chest. Just fucking go that way. Or hell, dude, fucking, you know, vibrate him halfway through the ground and then let him go.
Right? And then you're, well, he did throw that one nurse through the car wash that I'm pretty sure hit a wall. But,
yeah. I
don't think did.
But it didn't die.
Quote unquote.
That we know.
What ends up happening is, because Garfield can't actually kill him, they go to a diner and they actually sit down and talk. And Changeling's like, well, why did you do this to us? Like, you hurt Terra. And Deathstroke's like, no, Terra was fucked up to begin with. Like, she was in a bad place. And I was trying to help her a little bit until I noticed that there was no coming back from her type of crazy. Changeling was able to accept it eventually, but it still sucked for him. So in the last three issues, 56, 57, 58, these issues are touching on the Fearsome Five and Cyborg. We have a little bit of Raven in here as well. The Fearsome Five are trying to up their power, which includes Simon, Mammoth, Shimmer, and Gizmo. And Dr. Light was part of their group, but he left, and, you know, we saw him at Central City. I guess Simon is the new leader, and so he wants to go up his power. We get introduced to Jinx in this in these issues, and they also track down a Superman villain named Neutron. Just a nuclear man.
So it wasn't Jimmy?
No.
Okay.
Good call, though. But Neutron was being carted into a Star Labs when the Fearsome Five attack. Well, Gizmo's henchmen attack. Raven is able to get there to stop them. This is another level of Trigon coming through, though, and her almost killing a guy. Well, everybody, actually. So we get a quick scene of Jericho coming back, Garfield apologizing.
God, look at those chops, though.
I thought about doing that one of these times. I think I could pull it off.
Oh, absolutely. Your chin would get cold, though.
Yeah, it would. I'd miss that.
Well, you have no idea. When's the last time you shaved it all off?
When I dyed it green for St. Patty's Day, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, so yeah, so it's been a while.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
You
don't even know what your chin looks like.
Yeah. so the five themselves, so as Gizmo's men are trying to get Neutron, the Fearsome Five, well, four, are going to get Jinx. The Titans go to stop them, although it's only Starfire, Nightwing, and Donna Troy, or Wonder Girl. So they get their asses handed to them easily. Because Cyborg is having an operation done to cover up his cybernetics. He wants to look like a real boy.
I'm a real boy.
Yeah. And obviously Garfield is with Jericho. So the Titans just lose tremendously.
Which is sad when you think about it because, I mean, except for Nightwing, they had, you know, two of the strongest members of the Titans there.
Right? But when Simon is telekinetic, can fuck with your mind, and Shimmer, oh, what can she do? She is... She's another one that she's got some like cosmic-esque powers. So, and then Mammoth is just this giant Hulk of a man. Like it's you're gonna pull on your ropes. It's not the greatest.
Also probably doesn't help that Nightwing looks like he belongs in a disco and not fighting crime.
The
collar.
Yeah, the collar was
like,
bad,
especially like how it sticks up. Let's just say that you're in a fight. You don't want things blocking your view.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I didn't see that punch coming. Of course you didn't see that punch coming. You can't see any.
That's just creepy.
Yeah, Cyborg without his cybernetics. Yeah, it... and there's still scars. Like, you can tell in this picture, the scars are where his... All it is like a plastic mold.
Yeah.
Over his cybernetic... Like, he's still cybernetic inside. But now he looks human. The other issue was... The plastic parts were not made to take the stress of like
fighting,
lifting, and fighting, and all strong stuff. So he has to relearn everything, and it doesn't go so well. I mean, it worked out fine, but could have been better. Inevitably, his body rejects him, and so he has to go back to the way he was.
Because he's way more fun to draw the way he was.
Well, yeah. I will point out that at the beginning, I'm assuming this has been a week max, and you saw his picture. He was bald. When he's training and working out, like he's got a little buzz cut. Like his hair is growing back pretty quick to the point where he's got a full-on fro again. Like this...
They got tired his of hair drawing him quick. Without hair.
Well, and that's what I think, because... In those issues, he's got hair again.
Yeah.
So they had to line it up, is what all it was.
It's a training montage.
That really was a training montage. Let's see here. Simon threatens New York. The Titans obviously stop him. They have their funny roller coaster shitty ships.
Oh my god, those look like bumper cars with wings.
It's bad.
They borrow those from Fantastic Four, or
maybe. One thing of note is in the last issue here, issue was it 58, we get a page with the monitor and him pulling Simon out of the Hudson. He was drowning, and he basically says, "I need your help." You know. 3 months from now shall begin the crisis on the infinite earth. And so, I mean, we'll see Simon again here.
Plug.
Literally, yeah. I do play...
The actual, like, text, lettering. The lettering they use for the...
And like I've said, and if you guys are following me on Twitter or Instagram, you saw I got the Companion for Crisis book. So I'm going to be... Similar to what I'm doing now, I'm going to be covering that in a episode by itself. Ugh. This might actually be two episodes, because this is already going 42 minutes long.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, there's
a lot to cover.
13
yeah.
issues.
Yeah.
To make a long story short, things happen in the end.
Well, Fearsome Five. Well, and I wanted to touch on some of the key points leading into this,
points. Which helps, because, like, without, like, some of the stuff that you're saying, I had no idea what the fuck was going on at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
So, like, so I was just trying to kind of piece things together, like, contextually, and it doesn't
always work as well as it should. But, like here we get the Fearsome Five get, you know, taken down, obviously. We get them talking to Cyborg after he got his cyborg back. We then get the Titans introducing Jericho as the new latest member, and that's the end of the issue of issue 58. So, oh, I actually need this. I don't know why I'm shutting it off. So that's really the that's the lead up into Terror of Trigun. So
why does Jericho look like he belongs in like a 17th century British novel? With the chops,
I was thinking more of a bad 70s disco, but
okay, yeah, I could see that too.
I think it's just I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's not the worst, but it's definitely not the best.
True.
But yeah, so that's the lead up, and so now in the next episode we'll get into the issues proper.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Teen Titans stories.